K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming at you on this Tuesday late afternoon slash evening, November 22nd, 2022 edition of this podcast. Of course, we cover all things K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas. Here, this is a combo Road to Dallas edition slash a Cayman Islands Classic update. Yeah, I don't have time to separate the two, so we're just going to jumble those up together. We got a lot of news to cover. Of course, your guy is, again, getting over, I don't know what's going on with me. This is going to lead right on into it, the Road to Dallas portion anyways. So now I am in taper season now, folks. Almost 2.5 weeks when this podcast goes up. Actually, it's going to go up tonight, actually, so I need to get on it because, I don't know. Last week I was okay. Had something going on with me last week. And then, of course, yesterday was a temperature fluctuation of my body. Of course, I get to work and have a high pitched fever. Yeah, so happy Thanksgiving, right? So, but hopefully, I'm tired of dealing with this. Hopefully, it comes kind of at the right time. With everything training done, looks like I might be pulling out of the Tricky Trot. I was supposed to, from what my coach told me earlier, at the very beginning of this training cycle, told me not to race any races close to marathon time, and now it's almost that time. I see other people doing it. I'm not gonna name them particularly, but just for my safety and the way I've been feeling like absolute crap the last day and a half or so, trying to get over a second wave of this flu. I did my last 20 mile run on Sunday. Couldn't do it on Saturday because I was at a youth conference, Oasis, hanging out with my church, Crestview, there. So I couldn't do that because that was going on Friday night and all day Saturday. So I couldn't do it then got it done Saturday. And all of a sudden, did a little bit of a cool down slash recovery run, and then everything just everything was just bad. I mean, I didn't even make it back to, well, I did make it back, I just walked, and yeah, that's how bad I was feeling. So I'm still on that a little bit, but I sound pretty good. So still on the warm side of things here. I don't know, I can't take that chance of hopping I know I can finish easily inside the top 10, no doubt about that, but I just don't know. Knowing a competitor than me, I mean, it starts at 9, so, but I don't know with what my goals are out in front on this marathon. Clearly, definitely want a PR, so I'm probably not going to jump in here just for my safety and injury status. Well, injury is good, just everything is just coming up very little sore with this second wave of this flu slash I don't know what it is here, but it's better than throwing up and having all that other kind of stuff, that's for sure there. So, but yeah, everything's complete now. I just gotta get over this stupid ass cold for a second time in 3 weeks. So I don't know if it's just my training or what. I can't figure that out, but now it's time to get healthy and really start to lock in on this. So 2.5 weeks away from the Dallas B&W Dallas Marathon. You're in the pre and post, so yeah, so that's that on that. Yeah, but yeah, I felt, despite all that, I felt pretty good on the Sunday run. So that's looking up. Everything's kind of in the books now, just a waiting game and not being stupid on my part. So yep, that's a wrap there on the training side. Now I just sit and wait. Well, not necessarily sit and wait, but the taper season not going over, and learning that you can ruin a taper. So definitely am trying to trust the process. That's what's been happening throughout this training cycle. It's been a little different. Working on pacing, things like that. I'm really anxious to get down there and see what I got for sure. So definitely want to be healthy as I can going down there. Hopefully I'm not sick. other stuff. So it kind of comes at the right time, but I'm actually tired of being under the weather. So, but soldiering on through. So that's that. End of the training. Now we taper, or I should say I taper, and see what happens there on that. Men's basketball here real quick. This will go up immediately, maybe an hour after I finish recording here. K-State, right? K-State men's team came out in Classic, took down last night. Ooh, I guess I switched tabs now. Rhode Island 77-57 there, as Naquan Tomlin scored 13 of his 15 points in the first half there, leading all scorers with 15 there. Keontae Johnson with 14 points there. K-State handling Rhode Island there in a big first half there by 20, 77-57. And now you take on a team that's been pretty good at basketball, Nevada. So I will have a separate postcast on that, hopefully, as I try to keep up with everything. I know the women's tournament, it's going to be beginning next. Nope, it's going to be after Thanksgiving. Yeah, it'll be after Thanksgiving in there, as more on the women coming up on the Pro Project Podcast daily this week. But yep, K-State, you know, I saw a tweet earlier today while I was sleeping, or getting ready to go to sleep anyways. Yep, yeah, I said, I'm going to say it. I went just to sleep. That somebody tweeted out, I think it might have been John Rothstein. I might be wrong on that. But he said that K-State hasn't faced a NCAA tournament team, but they're winning the games that they should be winning, end quote there. That's not me. That's from somebody that I came across a tweet this afternoon. And yeah, I would probably say so. I would agree with that statement. But I think now, going into tonight's game against Nevada, I think this Nevada team is going to be NCAA tournament. They've always been in the NCAA tournament for the last several years. So Case is going to have a challenge ahead of them as well. But that's going to be a test here for the Cats, here as they take on a very good offensive team in Nevada. 6:30 Central Time. There is the tip-off there, as K-State will look to stay in the ranks of the unbeaten. Well, one of these teams, actually, after tonight, will be still in the ranks of the undefeated, while the other team will take their first loss of the season. So we'll see what Jerome Tang and crew will do tonight against a very good Nevada team. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, my apologies for being, again, I shouldn't apologize, but I should go ahead and say apologize. For me, this is the second wave of me being under the weather towards Thanksgiving. But I'm fine, other than I am a little warm. And hopefully, I'll be better by the end of the week. Hopefully. So, we'll see what happens there as well. A lot more coverage to come on the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. Of course, me and Alex, hopefully, I should be good for the weekly record tomorrow night, ahead of Thanksgiving Day. My co-host Alex Aime, the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition. If you did not listen to last week's episode, please go back and check that out. And if you missed out on any of the episodes from the fall semester, please, it's in the Pro Project Podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it. On a combination, Road to Dallas, Men's Basketball Update from Cayman Islands edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all's support for listening. Making this a part of your K-State podcast, part of the K-State Sports Network.